Our High Calling. Let's take inventory. December 29th. Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Psalm 39, verse 4. Another year has almost passed into eternity. Let us review the record of the year that so soon will be past. What advancement have we made in Christian experience? Our work, have we so done it that it will bear the inspection of the Master, who has given to every man work according to his several ability? Will it be consumed as hay, wood, and stubble, unworthy of preservation? Or will it stand the trial by fire? Every provision has been made that we may attain a height of stature in Christ Jesus that will meet the divine standard. God is not pleased with his representatives if they are content to be dwarfs when they might grow up to the full stature of men and women in Christ. He wants you to have height and breadth in Christian experience. He wants you to have great thoughts, noble aspirations, clear perceptions of truth, and lofty purposes of action. Every passing year should increase the soul's yearning for purity and perfection of Christian character. And if this knowledge increases day by day, month by month, year by year, it will not be work consumed as hay, wood, and stubble, but it will be laying on the foundation stone, gold, silver, and precious stones, works that are not perishable, but which will stand the fires of the last day. Is our earthly, temporal work done with a thoroughness, a fidelity, that will bear scrutiny? Are there those whom we have wronged who will testify against us in the day of God? If so, the record has passed up to heaven, and we shall meet it again. We are to work for the great taskmaster's eye, whether our painstaking efforts are seen and appreciated by men or not. No man, woman, nor child can acceptably serve God with neglectful, haphazard, sham work, whether it be secular or religious service. The true Christian will have an eye single to the glory of God in all things, encouraging his purposes and strengthening his principles with this thought: I do this for Christ.